Did you ever hear, or did you ever know of people not saying that around women a long time ago? Did you ever hear,
no,
ever hear your parents talk about that? I know it wouldn't have been in your generation.
No, I wouldn't have thought anything about it.
Mm-hmm. If a cow was expecting a calf, you'd say the cow's going to...
Oh, I'd say she's dry. That's what they used to say.
That's what
she's
they used
dry.
To say?
Isn't that what they used to say when she's dry? Whenever
and
she
that
was,
would mean that
she
was expecting,
yeah.
She was pregnant? Oh.
I think that's what it meant. I mean, you used to always talk about the cows going dry. And,
yeah.
And then pretty soon the calf come along. You know, so I guess it,
so that was the way it worked in your mind.
I guess a cow doesn't, you know, cow doesn't give milk when she's pregnant, does she?
No.
I don't know.
I don't know. I really
I don't know.
I don't know.
But I've heard the expression a thousand times, the cow's dry.
Uh-huh.
And I always thought it, in my mind, I just associate meant that she wasn't giving
that
milk
was the
that
way
time because,
the cow was
well, the fact that she physically was dry,
yeah,
she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were talking about a newborn cow, you'd call it a
calf.
And you were, well,
or a bull. Somehow, it wouldn't be a calf.
If it was a new bull, okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be a female
it
if it was
a
calf, and it would be a little bull or a new bull.
Oh.
Or a bullet, as my brother always called.
He did.
A little bullet.
Bullet. That's right. Oh.
To make him mad, they had these expensive Ayrshires,
mm-hmm.
and they'd drop a calf.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And it made him mad when she dropped a bull,
uh-huh.
because he didn't want the bull, because they had no value except for breeding purposes,
right.
and he wanted the milk cows,
yeah.
he wanted the Ayrshires,
uh-huh.
and he said there's a $600 cow with a $3 bull. So,
well, if people were using...
and he used to sell them. And the guy would come down and bargain with him for the $300
uh-huh.
bull.
Uh-huh.
And he would castrate him when he sent him to him because the guy would go and raise the bull
yeah.
to be in competition with him. And if he was going to raise him in competition, he bought him as a bull. But if he bought him for veal,
uh-huh.
he castrated him right then.
Really?
Yes. Protect his investments.
Sure, right? Sure.
I mean, you either buy him for $100 for a bull calf or you bought him for veal for $3.
Oh,
if you bought him for
right.
veal, you better speak first because he was veal later. when you put him on a truck, he became veal.
Oh, that's if people were using mules, and I don't know if you know this, but if people were using mules to plow with, and they used two of them, did they?
A pair.
Okay.
Yeah, or team.
You've heard both of those.
Yeah, a pair or a team.
Okay.
A pair of mules, very common.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a male horse?
I would call him a horse,
mm-hmm.
but I know he's a stallion.
Mm-hmm.
If I thought of him as a breeding horse,
mm-hmm.
I'd probably call him a stallion
mm-hmm.
or a stud.
Mm-hmm.
But if I thought of him as just a horse somebody would ride, it would be a horse
mm-hmm.
and a mare.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, a mare then would be the thing.
Yeah, a horse and a mare.
Mm-hmm.
Or a mule.
Now, if you were talking about being on horseback, you'd say everybody around here likes to
ride.
And then last year, every day he
rode.
And in the past year, several times he has
ridden.
If you couldn't stay on a horse, you'd say I fell
off.
And if a little
child, I was thrown.
Uh huh. Or I was
thrown.
Yeah. If a little child went to sleep in bed and the next morning found himself on the floor, he'd say, I must have...
He'd probably say, I fell out of bed.
Fell out of bed, yeah.
He'd fallen would be proper, of course.
Yeah, but he would say, fell out instead
yeah,
of fell off.
Fell out, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The things that you put on horses' feet to protect them from the road.
Shoes.
Okay, and the parts of the horse's feet that you put
hoofs.
The shoes... Okay, and just one of them would be
hoof.
One...
Hoofs and hoofs.
Yeah.
But it would be hoofs. In spoken language, it would be hoofs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The game that you play with the with those things.
Horseshoes.
Do you know what a male sheep is called?
Yeah, a ewe.
Okay. What would you call...
But it's not... I don't know that it was real common.
Yeah, sheep were probably not very common.
No.
Well, people raise sheep, in addition to their meat, they raise them for...
Wool.
And... let's see if you know... Do you know what you call a male hog?
A boar.
Okay. And if somebody had one and they didn't want it to grow up to be a boar, and they castrated it, what would they call it then, do you know?
I just don't recall.
Okay, I'll see if you know the word barrow, bar.
Yeah. Barrow.
What do you call a hog when it's first born?
A pig.
Okay, and how about a female? Do you know?
Well, it'll still be a pig, but eventually become a